In today's gospel, the disciples of Jesus asked Jesus, "Lord, increase our faith." And Jesus replies that if you had just a little speck the size of a mustard seed, which is about the smallest of all the seeds, you could move mountains. In other words, you could do marvelous things there. So to have faith is something very, very important. And this prayer that the apostles have in today's gospel, "Lord, increase our faith," is a prayer that every one of us should offer to God, not just occasionally, but every day. And actually, in a very real sense, when you come into the church for Mass and you dip your finger into holy water and make the sign of the cross, that is actually another way of expressing, "Lord, increase our faith." Faith has to do with the three different relationships that we have with God. These are expressed very beautifully in the baptismal promises. It's the relationship with God the Father, with God the Son, and with God the Holy Spirit. So what I'd like to do is take these three basic relationships of faith and expand upon them and just try to discover, discern, what do they actually mean? So what does it mean to have faith in God? Another way of expressing this, what does it mean to believe in God? And basically it means to believe that there is a God, that there is a Lord of heaven and earth, that there is a Creator, that the whole of creation is directly dependent upon the creation of God. We know that there are people that we rub elbows with perhaps every day at work or otherwise who are atheists, who don't believe in a God. So that's the first request, the first prayer to increase our faith. Help us to really believe that there is a God, that God really exists. There can be doubts about it, and I guess all of us at one time or another. I remember once when I was pastor here back in the 60s, I had a hard time believing in God. So I decided, well, for one week at least, I'll not believe in God. After Mass, they came up to us, "What happened to you, Father? There's something different about you." Well, after 2 weeks, I decided I'd believe in God. But we all go through those periods of doubt. And that's what this prayer in today's gospel, the apostles should make our own. "Lord, increase our faith. Help us to really believe that there is a God." Now, what does that mean to believe in God? Well, it means basically it's to believe five different relationships are five different aspects of our relationship with God. First of all, is to believe, to have faith that God is all wise, that God has infinite wisdom, that in every given occasion God knows what's best, that God knows the past, the present, and the future, that the whole of reality, past, present, and future, is that God is able to understand and have a complete knowledge of. So that's the first request when you pray, "Lord, increase our faith. Help me to really believe that God is all wise." Secondly, we ask for the faith to believe that God is all powerful. In the Annunciation, in the first chapter of Luke's Gospel, when Mary asked the angel Gabriel, "How is it possible for me, a virgin, to give birth to a child?" The angel said, "No problem. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible. God has infinite power, unlimited power there. He not only knows what's best, but he has the power to carry it out." So to believe that God, we have a word to express it, omnipotent, just as all knowledge we speak, use omniscient, means he knows everything. Omnipotent means there's nothing impossible. In the ninth chapter of Mark, the father of the epileptic son said to Jesus, "If you can do something, please help." He put an "if" there. And Jesus, "What do you mean, if?" All things are possible to those who believe. So when we pray to God, we should never use the word "if." It's just to believe that nothing is impossible with God. So that's the second aspect of faith in God. The third aspect is to believe that God is all good, that there's no evil in God. And here's where we can be so grateful to the Jewish prophets of the Old Testament. Because at that time, 3,000 years ago, all of the nations around Palestine, they believed and that there was a good God and an evil God, that there were a number of gods and that at least one of these gods was evil there. And the amazing thing was that every one of the Jewish prophets discounted that and insisted that there's no evil in God, that there's nothing but good. Now, again, that particular faith is tested. I would say that poor people in Florida right now are being tested by that. That if God is all good, why did he allow all of this harm to come? There's where we have to, again, Lord, increase our faith. It's sometimes very hard to believe in the infinite goodness of God. And yet, that's what it means to have faith in God. Fourthly, is to believe that God has infinite love for each one of us. And God's love is unlimited. It's unconditional. It's total. And that love is for every one of us. That the word love perhaps best expresses what we mean by God, so much so that you could interchange these two words. God is love, or love is God. I mean, that's this part of this fourth aspect of faith in God. So it's to really believe that God loves me and loves everyone else, including our enemies, with an unlimited love. And again, that can be tested, and that's why we need to pray every day for an increase of faith. And finally, to believe that God is always faithful to his promises, that he never lies, that he always lives up to his word. In the Psalms, there are two words that are used more than any other two words to express our what we believe about God. And the two words are Hesed, H-E-S-E-D, and Emath, E-M-A-T-H. Hesed, a good way of translating that is God's loving kindness. So that has to do with God's goodness and God's love. And that particular word, Hesed, is used more often in the Psalms than any other word. In other words, that's expressing our faith in his love and his goodness. Emath has to do with God living up to his promises, that God is always truthful, that God never goes back on his word. And that's the second most frequent used word in the Psalms, like this Emath of God. So these are the five different aspects that we need to have faith to really believe that God is all wise, he's all powerful, he's all good, he's all loving, and he always lives up to his promises. So that's the first person of the Trinity, God the Father. And in our baptismal promises, that's the first, do you believe in God the Father, is the way we are asked. The second person, of course, is Jesus Christ. So what does it mean to have faith in Jesus? What does it mean to believe in Jesus? It means to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It's to believe that God, that here is what God looks like in human flesh. That the human nature of God, the human nature of Jesus is joined together with the divine nature of God. And so that Jesus is truly divine. You can't be a Christian unless you believe that. And again, there are lots of people. Some of my authors that have read, that have written books that I like very much, and yet they, when they come down to, do you believe in the divinity of Jesus, they say no. And yet, if we want to be a real Christian, then to have faith in Jesus Christ is to believe absolutely that this is what God looks like. This is God in human flesh. That Jesus is truly divine. He's truly human too. As the Council of Chalcedon put it, that he is fully human and fully divine, and there's no mixture of the two natures there. But the one that's hardest, we can all believe that Jesus is human. But what's hardest is to really believe that Jesus is God. Has the nature of God. So again, we need help. And that's why we need to pray, Lord, increase my faith. Help me to have a greater faith in the divinity of Jesus. And this divinity of Jesus is to believe that he came on earth to save us. That's a part of our faith in Jesus. Is to really believe that he came here and was born and lived and died and rose from the dead for our salvation, to take away our sins. And this is the particular faith. If you, in today's gospel, the couple of verses that precedes what was read to you has to do with the need of believing that no matter how many times we are offended, that we must continue to forgive. That, in other words, we must have unlimited forgiveness just as God has unlimited forgiveness. And that's why the apostles asked, increase our faith. Help us to really believe that. Basically, it means to really continue to love our enemies and to be willing to forgive our enemies. And that's all a part of having faith in Jesus Christ. And then we get to the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. And this particular aspect of God is brought out especially in the baptismal promises that we all make. And it's all a part of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. All of that is a part of what it means to believe in the Holy Spirit. It's to believe that that Holy Spirit is really present to us. To believe that that Holy Spirit dwells within each one of us. That God is not only the infinite God that's so much greater than us, but that God is also a personal God that is present, imminent, as we say, within us. And then that God is there, first of all, inspiring the church, helping the church to be holy and to be Catholic, to include all peoples. It also means to believe in the communion of saints. In other words, to believe that there is a bond that unites us with people all, both here on earth as well as those who have died and have gone and preceded us. And that we can help one another. We can pray for those who have died and to believe that they in turn can pray for us. In that connection are the praying, asking it, the intercession of the saints is a part of this communion of saints. My favorite saint, St. Therese, the little flower, whose feast day was just Friday. And, I mean, she's been my best friend for some 70 years or more. I used to read the Story of a Soul, her autobiography, at least once a year. And in many ways, I owe to St. Therese, after God and after my parents, my greatest benefactor, I would say, is St. Therese. The blessings and graces that have come down to me as a result of my asking St. Therese to pray for us. And that's all a part of having this faith in the communion of saints, that we're all united, that we can mutually help one another. I believe in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins is to believe that God is ready and willing not only to forgive our sins, but the sins of our enemies, the sins of the terrorists, that God's readiness and willingness to forgive is unlimited. And of course, as I say, that was the particular occasion in today's gospel why the apostles asked increase of faith, so that they could practice that kind of love for their enemies. The communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, is to believe that our life doesn't end with death. That death is simply a graduation to a higher level of life. The resurrection of the body, that our whole nature, our whole human nature will be caught up into union with God. The resurrection of the body and life everlasting. That life's going to go on forever. If I didn't believe this, I would be an atheist. Because as you look around, there's so many people that have, and it just seems nothing but hard knocks all their life. That no matter what happens, that just doesn't turn out right. Whereas others of us, we just have countless blessings. In other words, if you just limited life to that part between our birth and our death, I would say God would be unjust, because it just doesn't make sense the way some people have to suffer much more than others. But once I believe that life goes on forever, once I believe that life is everlasting, as we express it here, there in the Apostles' Creed, okay, I'm willing to believe that God has plenty of time to balance things up, to straighten things out. So that's a very essential, very important part of faith, is to believe that life goes on forever, that life is everlasting. So these are the different aspects of faith. And they in turn lead us to hope. Hope is having a positive attitude towards the future. And it seems to me right now, in the present world situation, probably the hardest problem we have is holding on to hope. It looks like things are getting worse and worse. In other words, they're all going down the tubes. And so we need to have a faith and to believe that have this positive attitude towards the future, that things are not just going to go completely to nothing, that God is going to be with us and help us. So hope is having a positive attitude towards the future. And again, you can't have hope unless you first of all have faith. And another word to express faith is trust, is to really trust God, is to really believe that God is our friend, that God is on our side, that God is there to help us. So I hope this will help you to realize that faith means a lot of things. And as I said, one of the ways of expressing your faith is that each time you come to Mass, is that you dip your finger into the holy water, which has been blessed, and which is the water, of course, that's used in baptism. And when you make the sign of the cross with that holy water, you are saying exactly the same thing the apostles did. Lord, increase our faith. You're asking for an increase of faith. But don't just limit that prayer to when you come here to Mass. It's every day, not just once, but over and over again. Lord, increase our faith. Help me to believe. And you can take either these five different aspects of God that I talk to you. God is all good. God is all powerful. God is all wise. God is all loving. God is always truthful. Or the different aspects of faith in Jesus or the Holy Spirit. And at some time in your life, one of these aspects will be more important than the other. But regardless, is just use those words of today's gospel. Lord, increase our faith.